T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Starting today, Wegmans is getting rid of plastic bags. Tops told us that they'll no longer use the plastic bags once the statewide ban begins March 1st. But supermarkets aren't the only ones impacted by the bag ban. Liquor stores like Straight Up Wines and Liquors in Kenmore also have to brace for the change. Sam Klein is the store manager.
We've had a couple of customers that said they're stockpiling their plastic.
On Saturday, State Senator Chris Jacobs gained the endorsement of 8 GOP chairmen
Alvarado, to be the Bolt, GOP and candidate. The Express van. So if you want to lease, finance, pay cash, or buy a pre-owned vehicle, stop in and see why Keller grows year after year.
Dean, what a guy.
No, it's Charlie, what a guy.
Find new roads at Keller Chevrolet, 3600 Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga. 0% financing on approved credit. Offers end 1/31/20. Get all the details at kellerchevrolet.com.
Good morning. It's now 8:22 on WBEN. Alan's been looking at the roads for us all morning long. You know, hopefully some of that light snowfall we saw outside here didn't really have that much of an impact.
Well, it's hard to tell because some of the areas, I mean, it's really, the visibility is not.
Steve Roberts is our guest on the line. Steve, talking a little bit about 2020 and impeachment with you, but I'm interested the impact that this kind of shocking news might have on the ongoing impeachment trial, because the president's defense team began their arguments on Saturday, a day when, you know, many people aren't kind of hovered by the TV in the afternoon. And then the stunning death of Kobe yesterday, really kind of shifting the mind of the nation from what's been going on in Washington to some of these memorials all across the country.
Well, I think that's a fair point. It's always hard to measure that. I think that the audience for the impeachment hearings was dwindling anyway. I think for most voters, for most senators, it was all pretty formulaic. You could almost predict before each side said what they said, what they were going to. We've heard these arguments. We've heard this evidence many times before. So I do think a shocking episode like the death of Kobe at such a young age and in such a way with his daughter, it has galvanized the country. But in the end, I don't think that many people were paying attention to impeachment anyway. I think in the end, the Senate is at best a preliminary event. The main event is in November. In the end, whether President Trump is president in January of 2021, not going to be decided by the U.S. Senate. It's going to be decided by U.S. voters. That's the main event.
Well, you know, as the defense resumes this morning, or actually this afternoon at 1 o'clock, the president's attorneys for his defense on impeachment, something else came out this weekend, too, the draft of a new book. It seems to have given Democrats new ammunition in their battle to get witnesses and documents in this trial. What is your take on that?
Well, it has. What you're talking about is John Bolton, the former national security advisor, basically fired by President Trump and has held a grudge since then and has given hints for months that he has explosive information about this. And I don't know how this draft of his book leaked. I would imagine it was done deliberately to build up attention and boost sales. And apparently he says in that book the president had direct knowledge of this effort to force Ukraine to investigate the Bidens in exchange for this aid money. And If so, it would be an important piece of information, but it really just reinforces what the Democrats have been saying all along. And in the end, the only real impact here, as I say, this is not going to cause any Republican senators to change their minds about impeachment. But there's a sliver of the electorate that likes the president and doesn't want him to be impeached. Only 47% of the people in our latest ABC polls want the president removed from office. But over 60% said he did something illegal and 70% said he did something unethical. Those voters are almost entirely women, and particularly in the suburbs. The economy's good. They might have voted for Donald Trump before, but there's this lingering uncertainty about his character. And so the Democrats can continue to hammer at this notion that the White House is cheating, that the White House is covering up, that the White House doesn't want the American people to know the full story. That's the kind of argument with that sliver of voters that could counteract the good economic news. 56% of Americans like the president's handling of the economy. And that's where there's some movement. That's where the Democrats could pry away some voters using impeachment as an example of the underhanded way, in their view, that the president has conducted his office. But that's the only real issue here. It's not going to affect the way the Senate votes at all.
Hey, Steve, before we let you go, on 2020, it seems like conversation over the weekend has kind of shifted to Biden and Sanders being the two front runners, yet there's a big difference in enthusiasm levels behind each of their campaigns.
That's true. You know, Biden, on our national polls, Biden continues to hold a hefty lead, about 9 points over Sanders. But if you look at the state polls, all the state polls average together. In Iowa, Sanders is actually up by 3 points, in New Hampshire up by 7 points. There's also no doubt that intensity really matters in politics. And we saw it in the last election, where Trump supporters in many ways were more enthusiastic than Clinton supporters, more likely to vote, more likely to give money, more likely to talk to their friends, more likely to organize and volunteer. So intensity really matters in politics. All votes are not equal. And it's clear that Sanders still has a core base of support that's very enthusiastic. I can tell you that when the establishment Democratic figures look at those numbers in Iowa, New Hampshire, see Sanders in the lead, it sends an enormous shiver of anxiety through the Democratic Party, because most Democratic leaders think Sanders would be a disaster as the standard bearer for the party. But there's no doubt that among his core supporters, they're a lot more enthusiastic than the Biden people.
All right. The Iowa caucus is 1 week away. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.